Thanks, Sabal. Best pronunciation of swamp isthmus ever. Yet. Thank you all for being here. This is a special evening. George Calvin Waldrop III is the author of Southern Workers and the Search for Community, the poem collections Gold Beater's Skin, The Batteries, One Way, No Exit, Disclaimer, Arch Cimbalo, and my favorite, St. Laszlo Hotel, from Projective Industries. With John Gallagher, he wrote another book called Your Father on the Train of Ghosts. And with Ilya Kaminsky and Josh Corey, he edited Homage to Paul Celan and the Arcadia Project, respectively. Aside from these so-called facts, I want to tell you how I came to know the poet, G.C. Waldrop. G.C. and I had many friends, poets, in common before we'd actually met to travel together for readings in the Midwest. The writers between us should tell you something. The 11th century Haibon artist Matthias Svelina, the other lesser-known third brother to John Keats, Dan Beachy Keats, the 19th century Jesuit priest Gerard Manley Hopkins, and we'd both fallen under the gruesome spell of the 7th century Viking bloodletter Ander Munson. You see, G.C. was born in another era altogether, in a state we now call Virginia, in 768 A.D. His only friend as a child was a weasel, with whom he reluctantly learned to share a bed. His only other friend was a fleet of mice who enjoyed the breadcrumbs. The bedcrumbs, G.C. learned. This is serious. This is going to be a very serious reading. He learned not to leave in his linens when at home or traveling. A few years ago, when G.C. showed up in my apartment in Chicago, he'd just come from Wales, where he'd nudged a candle with his enormous beard to give it an accidental trim. It was suggested by the community elders that he not cut additionally around the flame's divot, that he let his beard's shape return as it would, unhelped, unimpeded. So here he was, a walking, breathing palm. And then like this, with only the rest of our 11,000 minor poets to suss out in my Subaru wagon, to Carthage, Wisconsin, we went. This was the year 1046, and G.C. was trying to teach me something about parabolic mystery that I was, and still am, unable to learn. When I used to ride the bus around Chicago, relax, this is going to be a long introduction. When I used to ride the bus around Chicago, people often stopped me to ask what it was like to know this man, G.C. Waldrop. And I learned to reply with Waldrop's own words. Is G.C. an unstoppable force of poetry, they would ask? I would say, well, is he not like the sunlight on this empty beach? We are not near an empty beach, they would say. Right. And I would say, I walked here. There were no guns, no gates. Now everything is permitted. No one had sold the sand in my shoes. No one has yet tasted his death on my tongue. This was before, as there must always be before. But did G.C. Waldrop III really write a suite of poems about graffiti in California? Yes. And further, I'm not afraid of the story you ask me to tell. In any case, it is no longer my story. Now, is G.C. really full of so much beautiful verse? As a matter of fact, yes. I learned this in Ohio. What did you learn in Ohio? GC and I were invited into a class of precocious undergraduate students led by the 4th century yogi and mystic Kazem Ali. GC and I were asked together to improvise a collaborative poem aloud on the spot. It was decided that I should begin this poem. What horrible luck. And so I stuttered out something unfortunate about a machine gun or a box of raisins or a goat, things I know absolutely nothing about. And what did GC then say? Yes, let's find out. Please welcome GC Waldrop.